Yeah, my name is Saran He. I already stopped correcting people that it's actually her. And my work ID is SHE, so it's she. It's kind of feminine. So it's a story about puppy love, I guess. When I was 13, I met this guy who plays perfect basketball, and he's so hot, who just looked like Takeshi, who is a Japanese-Chinese movie star. And I just want to play basketball with him, so I had this tomboy style hair and just practiced every day. I had tan skin all the time, and I became really good buddy with him until I was 17. I realized I can't really be his lover if I'm a tomboy. I can only be his buddy. So I started writing him these love notes, put them in small pens, and pass them across the classroom to him. And I maintained eye contact with him all the time. It was lovely. And then, from my perspective, and then, yeah. Then I was 17. I'm kind of girly now. I'm raising my hair. And there's this kind of crazy Asian thing. We have straight hair, as you know, but we want to straighten it, really straighten it. So I put some chemical to it to straighten it, and my hair started falling out. I was 17. I was in the same classroom with a guy, the love of my life, and my hair started falling out. I can't go out. I have to kind of have a hat all the time, and people will care about me, ask me if I have cancer. I never really had cancer. It was hard for the 17-year self, but it was really hard. It's not funny. Yeah. So I still maintain my ritual, which is every year Valentine's Day, his birthday, I will write him small notes and give him lovely little handmade gifts. But by then, he already stopped talking to me. And I shaved my head after that time. So I was bored. Believe me, V for Vendetta came out that year, and Natalie Portman was so hot. And I did not have the facial structure nor the head. My head was flat, so it doesn't look like that. But then, and that time, the guy sitting in front of me was my good friend, who started taking notes for me because I was nearsighted and I refused to put on my glasses. I would kick him, kick the back of his chair. He know he's gonna give me this section of the note, and we kind of maintain this good work relationship. And then, when I graduated from high school, I did not fulfill my dream of kissing the guy, the love of my life. But then I started dating this kid who keeps telling me, despite my bald head, and after one spring, it's 2-inch long hair. As you all know, it's quite fashionable right now. But he kept telling me that I was pretty, and I believed in that. I guess that's all you need. You don't need anything. Thank you. Thank you.